Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Seeds. Mark chapter 4, verses 30 to 32. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Are you a good gardener? Maybe you thrive in planting a garden full of greens. Maybe you look at a plant and it dies. Whatever level of skill you have, it's pretty neat to watch what a tiny seed can do. Teachers, you are planting seeds. There's no doubt that since the beginning of the school year, you have seen growth in your students. Sure, physically they've grown. They're taller now, maybe bigger in stature. Most importantly, they've grown spiritually. Day after day of hearing the promises of God, hours upon hours of singing His praises and praying with fellow classmates, lessons upon lessons of learning about God's love through so many Bible stories. You have planted so many seeds, and you have no idea how many people have been reached by those seeds. Moms, dads, grandparents, people in Costco hearing your students belting out the song that they've been practicing for church. Neighbors that constantly notice the joy that beams from your students hopping off the bus after school. Breathe easy, because whether you're a good gardener or not, the Holy Spirit is in control of making these seeds grow. He's working in the hearts of each of your students. He's making those tiny seeds into something big and beautiful. Take a second to imagine monitoring outside recess. This time of year, outside recess is pretty enjoyable. The weather's getting nicer, and sometimes you find yourself taking a little bit of extra time outside to enjoy the sun. Imagine watching the eighth graders push the preschoolers on the swings. Both groups of kiddos are smiling and enjoying themselves. There's something just so pure about the moment. It's special to see how the big kids have grown in their faith walk, leadership abilities, and even their love for their schoolmates. It's enough to bring tears to your eyes. This time of year, there will be many ways in which the big kids are celebrated. There might even be slideshows of how they've grown over the years. For the parents, and maybe even for the teachers, it seems like yesterday that those big kids were the youngest in the school. Oh, how they have grown. The seeds that have been planted are just outstanding. The Lord has truly blessed your efforts. Hopefully, some of your students will consider working in the full-time ministry someday. Perhaps some of them will be leaders in their church in the future. God willing, they will be faithful in attending worship services and serve their congregations in an abundance of ways. Keep planting. God is working in each one of your students. He's working in you. Be faithful in your work and praise Him for the beautiful things that only He can grow. We pray. Dear Holy Spirit, how awesome are your deeds. You take something so little and use it to grow your vast kingdom. Help us to be faithful in our work. Strengthen the faith of our students and keep them close to you all the days of their lives. Amen. A question to consider. Can you think of a way that each of your students has grown spiritually this year? What about a coworker, parents of your students, yourself? Praise God for the growth that you have seen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.